USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ford Motor Company is adding thousands of union jobs in three states, including Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. As part of its plans to accelerate production of electric vehicles, the company will be investing $3.7 billion to the manufacturing locations from now through 2026. The 18-year-old boy charged with a racist mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, pled not guilty to hate-motivated domestic terrorism as well as other charges. The accused shooter, Peyton Gendron, appeared in court on Thursday for an arraignment hearing. The judge ordered the boy to be held without bond.
He was arraigned on 25 counts of violation of New York State penal law. The highest charge is domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate in the first degree.
Erie, New York District Attorney John Flynn. Peyton is due back in court July 7th. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Biden thinks gun control is the answer to sick minds in America.
President Joe Biden says enough is enough as he addressed the nation about the latest wave of mass shootings.
For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? How many more innocent American lives must be taken before we say enough, enough? After Sandy Hook, after Charleston, after Orlando, after Las Vegas, after Parkland, nothing has been done.
The president called for a ban of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, saying the age to purchase them should be raised from 18 to 21. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Wristbands for the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial are selling on eBay for up to $850. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The federal government is getting in the way of progress. The Federal Aviation Administration this week again delayed completing a final environmental assessment of the proposed SpaceX Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy rocket program in Boca Chica, Texas until June 13th. This is the latest of a series of delays by the feds. Elon Musk said his entire Starship program may move to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, where all environmental impact issues have been cleared for liftoffs. It's official. There are no longer any Howard Johnson eateries left in the United States. America's final Howard Johnson's restaurant, a 7,500-square-foot diner off Lake George, New York's Route 9 for almost 70 years, has closed its doors, ending an era that was once the nation's largest restaurant chain. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is fighting the mostly partisan January 6 Select Committee in court and told Newsmax overnight that he risks going to jail for a year to protect the Constitution's separation of powers.
It's the seven members of the Democrats who were on that kangaroo committee set up by Pelosi. And by the way, the only two Republicans were put there not by Kevin McCarthy, as the law requires, but rather by Pelosi. And guess what? They're the rhinos, Cheney and Kinzinger, both with axes to grind with President Trump.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.